Prabhupada caused this mercy of Guru Vaishnavas here in Brajmandal Dham, Vrindavan Dham. Dear, by the causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev. We are trying to follow in footsteps of Bhagavan's parikars, having this good fortune of worshipping the lotus feet, because one who has different kinds of desires, he will serve everyone else. The desire is the cause of anguish and also the cause of great happiness. And these desires are never meant to finish. One can do as much as he desires, but still these desires will never finish. This desire never fulfills, it will never be finished. Therefore, it is Mahaprabhu has said, this is the cause of great sadness. He told his mother, Satchidevi. And then, if you weep for Krishna, then your life is successful. Krishna will surely give you darshan, give you full mercy. And then if you cry for me, then you'll... And how will you please me? You should rather cry for Krishna. So always say Krishna and cry for him. If you want to desire something, then desire that. For the fulfillment of our own desires, we do not wish to become the servant of anyone else. This life is not meant for anyone else. This life is only meant for Prabhu. Therefore, if you want to please someone, then please Hari Guru Vaishnavas. Become the servant of the servant. Try for this. So, the parikars of Raj, Gurudev has described. He said, how can you understand that they are the associates of Braj? They follow in the footsteps of the Brajvasis. How can you understand? What to speak of this prestige or respect? But wherever this Bhagavad Kala Kirtan is going on, wherever the festival is appearing, is being celebrated, then without any invitation, there, you'll have to, he appears there. Why? Because one should relish this Haridas Matira. Very intoxicating. Wherever this Haridas is at, he goes there. Bhagavan, he says, I don't stay in Vaikuntha nor in the hearts of the yogis. I stay in the hearts of the devotees. Lord is glorifying me. Don't stay anywhere else. Wherever the bhaktas glorify me, I go there. That is my place. You don't have to find me anywhere else. You find me where this Bhagavad Katha Kirtan is going on. So Naradushi says, if you want to see how the bhaktas are, then you see the bhaktas, they don't desire anything. They only desire, where can I find Brajendranandan, Shamsundar? Without him, my heart is breaking into many pieces. Mahaprabhu himself is saying, where can I find him? How can I attain him? Without him, my heart is breaking. This way, I don't desire anything else. Except, I only desire that Premi Bhakta, Nirguna Bhakta. This Bhagavan's Lila Katha is being described. Therefore, Ramanandaraya Sarupadamagar, what Kirtan would they be doing? They'd be singing the Kirtas of Vidyapati Chanditas, Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami's. Krishna Karnamrit, Brahma Samhita, all these books Mahaprabhu himself collected and he gave to the bhaktas and say, listen, from the devotees, sing these kirtans. Send his Advaita Acharya's glories, Adidas Thakur's glories, Sri Asthakur's glories. Once he asked Sri Asthakur, he said, Advaita is like Sukha Pallad. And Mahaprabhu took one stick. Said, no, I'll beat you. What are you saying? Advaita Acharya is like small boy, like Sukha Pallad. And Mahaprabhu himself started glorifying him. Advaita is, why is he called Acharya? Because he's not different from Sri Hari. He is Acharya. He gives his prem bhakti immediately. And Mahaprabhu, he has said, I was resting there on the Shirodaka ocean. But because Nara Advaita was shouting so loudly, my throne was shaking. My singhasan. So he offered this Gangajal. And Tulsi leaves and he was roaring loudly and he called me here. He said, don't give him the uncalled great pralaya. He'll destroy everything. Because in Kali Yuga, there is such influence that if anyone does Katha Kirtan, people become very opposed to him. If he does something wrong, then many will support him. But if one is going on the wrong path, then they'll support him. But if one starts Kirtan and he wants to go on path of bhakti, automatically they cause so much disturbance. Adidas Thakur, you see, not only did they put him in prison, but to embarrass him, they sent this prostitute, beat him in 22 marketplaces because he chanted Harinam. Sri Adidas Thakur, he chanted Harinam. And they say, everything, they put meat, alcohol in front of his house, throw his house inside the Ganga. Bhagavan is resting during Chaturmasya. Why should one chant Harinam loudly? Will Bhagavan not listen? One chant silently. So in Kali Yuga, if anyone does Kirtan or speak on the Gita Bhagavad, then many will listen, but even after listening, they'll become opposed. Just see how Kali Yuga is a very powerful age. And they are trying to find faults in all places. If you leave an ant in a golden palace, then there also you have to look for holes. Similarly, sannyasi should be very careful. His character is like white cloth. Even a small stain on that white cloth, everyone will notice. Therefore, if anyhow there's a slight transgression, then immediately they'll find out. They start finding faults. They will not go behind others. Then they'll say, oh, just see, he's been a sannyasi so many years now. Now he has so many thousands of disciples, but he's left. Very fearsome age. Kali Yuga. Kali has some followers who speak lies, then Kali will always glorify that person. And he'll have so many followers if he speaks lies and he's a great hypocrite. So Maharaj is saying, how can you identify bhaktas? One is trying to have himself worshipped, glorified. Then so many will come. My Kali is helping him. So therefore, if one is trying for his Harikatha, Harikirtan, try to follow festivals like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, then you see, you should not worship anyone more than Bhagavan. Guru Vaishnava should be worshipped. But how? By Katha Kirtan. By Haridas, they should be worshipped. By giving money or by giving this Dhrukmala and all these things, by giving a red carpet welcome, you should worship them. No, this will not happen. May this Haridas will not be at Chadarasavya. All these things, dance, drama, orchestra, all these things, they only give Chadaras. They entertain the mind. They don't touch the heart. So once, every year in Mathura, they celebrate Janmashtami. And day before, on Saptami, there'd be a procession, streets of Mathura. Because tomorrow is Janmashtami, so everyone would be invited. That day Mathura was empty. Even 2-3 buses from ISKCON would come. From Vrindavan, boys from Gurukul would come. There will be a big procession in Mathura then. Nidu Kirtan. So that time, this Janmashtami would take place. Katha Kirtan would take place day and night. All night they'd be awake. Then Mahavishek would take place. So then Rajmandal. Santamata is wherever they were. Say, even in the small ashram, everyone would go there. So once, Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, his disciples like Nimaidas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Sikachari Maharaj, Deshu Bhajan in Kamai Karela, every chantri like Harinam. Din Bandhadas Babaji Maharaj stay in Bhavan Sarovar. This is Govardhan Das Babaji Maharaj. He's saying Krishna Ganga Ghat, Mathura. You see, all these disciples of Prabhupada, many other sadhus, they are Janmashtami. One day before, Saptami, there'll be the Shobhayatra. Janmashtami, there'll be Vrata. Whole day, there'll be Katha Kirtan. Then Nandatsava, there'll be Darshan. And then go after 3 days. And they say, they were all more than 90 years of age, nearly 100 years of age. Nimaidas Babaji Maharaj had one Brajavasi called Ramakrishna. Very good sadhu, and he took shelter of Nimaidas Babaji Maharaj. Like Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj at Piyaridas, and Bhakti Sikachari Maharaj had one Sivak from Odisha. He was a big officer. Maharaj meant only one disciple. He only gave shelter to one disciple. And he gave him sannyas also. And except for Madhukari, he did not take anything else. He took what the Rajavasis give. If anyone give, then they'll accept. So they say, so Kirtan was going on. Then in night, during Janma also, when this Badai Kirtan was going on, and everyone was only saying one thing, Nandikananda Bhayo Jai Kanaiya Lal Ki. Listening to this, he said, oh Maharaj, you've done such a nice thing. But here you see, in Mathura, everyone only sing of Devaki and Vasudeva's glories. Say, Devaki Nandan Vasudeva Nandan. But no one takes the name of Nandan Nandan Krishna. Vaishwanandan Nandanandan Krishna. Here you see, they're all glorifying him now. Now they're all saying Nandikananda Bhayo. They didn't say Vasudevananda Bhayo. They say all this Badai Kirtan is going on. They say until 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock Kirtan will be going on, it'll be shake. And then again, take some slight Ekadashi Prasad, and again in the morning, next day, Nandotsava, Swami Maharaj's appearance day. There you see, all the service, Swami Maharaj would come there to Mathura. And Gurudev would speak very beautiful katha. And then they'd offer Pushpanjali and Abhishek and then break the fast. Anyway, that's Babaji Maharaj. He had become very old, very aged. The sevaks used to carry him on the shoulders. And slowly his body became so small. And then the sevak would carry him like a baby. And Babaji Maharaj, he heard of Nandakananda Bhaiya. Then he said, this is Braj. Brajavasis never accept that Krishna is son of Vasudev. He is Vasudev Nandan. And Harikatha was going on. And Kirtan, Harikatha was being spoken. Explain this shloka. Chaya kri janati vaso dev ki janma vato. Then kama devam. This is only a vat. This is only a theory. There is Devaki Nandan. Jayati janani vaso. He is present in everyone's heart. So is he the son of Devaki? Paramatma is in everyone's heart. He is present in everyone's heart. So if someone says that he appeared in the heart of Devaki as her son, it's only a path theory. But who is he? His name is Bhavi Bhagavan. Bhagavinam Bhagavan Devi Goswami. Suddenly, Bhagavan Devi Goswami is Prabhu Mukti Datta. He is Gopika Sudha. He is Yashoda's son. So Maharaj started doing Kirtan, quoting all the scriptures. And all these scholars from Mathura. So, Maharaj started doing Kirtan. Then, he said, just see Bhagavan to give darshan. King present in their hearts. Slowly appeared in front of them. There he appeared as the son of Kaushalya. And here he appeared in his 400 form and gave darshan to Devaki. All these ornaments. He appeared like a 16-year-old youth. He had long wavy hair, he had a crown, he had bangles, crown, and then he appeared there. He was giving darshan. But not like this in Nandabhavan. In Nandabhavan, he appeared in his 200 form as Muralidhar Shamsundar. So now all these leelas were being spoken, and they were so aged. Still, they started doing dancing so ecstatically. There was old Babaji Maharajas. He said, you should distribute this Vajras not just in Mathura, but the whole world you should distribute this Vajras. We pray to you, we have this last desire. Now you're staying here 60 years now in Mathura. Now, you should distribute this Vajras all over the world. Nandanandan. His yash, his glories. He is Shradanandan, Nandanandan. Rajapura Vanitanam Vardhayana Kama Devam. You see, by this prem, he is controlled by the prem of these Vrajagopis. Their prem is boundless. He says, distribute this prem to everyone. Not just Mathura, beyond. Now the tapasya has grown, become fruitful. How Mathura has become full of rasa, brajaras. You see, Krishna still he came, still he sent to Dhav. But still, Akrur also came. But what did he do? He took Krishna away. Dhav also couldn't judge, estimate prema Vraja Gopis. So he could not bring any Brajavasi from Vrindavan, rather he stole Krishna away. Rather he didn't even pray to the Vrajadevis, the Vrajavasis. Uddhava anyhow he prayed, because he was very fortunate. He saw the glories of Vraja and he understood. So they say, my Prabhupada's desire, you should fulfill this desire for his mission. Maharaj said, no, I'm already old now. My body doesn't move like before, so where will I go now? And they said, no. This is our last desire. Then, Nandatsav, very beautiful festival of Raj takes place. Where, how does Nanda Maharaj celebrate Krishna Janmotsav? In Rishabhanupur, he goes near Rishabhanu Maharaj. And he sends the Sevak there. No. He goes himself. He says, today is Krishna's Janmotsav. And now then, Dhan Champu, Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami, Kavikandapur Goswami, they have given a very beautiful description. Such a description, as long as you have not heard, how can you realize in your heart? See, Nanda Maharaj in all of Raj, in this Janmotsav, he called everyone. No one was left behind. No one didn't invite anyone. Everyone came on their own with gifts. Not just on that day. They were prepared from before. In their houses, in their homes. They made all arrangements for what? Say the gopis made different, they made arranged different kinds of gifts for Krishna. And they desired that Krishna, he wear this. Because they were thinking that Krishna should wear the cloth that I am offering, the garland that I am offering. If we are bound by their prem, Krishna had to appear in different sarupas. Sat Goswami's Mahaprabhu, he sent them to Vrindavan. To some he is Govindev, to some he is Gopinath, to some he is Radharaman. He is only the same Krishna. But he appears in these different sarups. Similarly in Braj, in Nandotsav, you cannot say in the Shastras. In the Shastras, Puranas, it's not mentioned if Krishna's birthday was celebrated in Mathura. Is there any evidence that shows that his appearance was celebrated in Dwaraka also? He stayed there for 100 years. But where has it been said? Which scripture has been said that his appearance was celebrated there? In Braj, you see, he stayed for 10 years and he left. But still every year they celebrate his Janmotsav. So this is Gopal Champu. There you can see that every day in the Baba, from Braj until Dwaraka, not just a message. Krishna used to send 2 messengers. And then there would be 2 other messengers. 2 messengers would come to Vraj and 2 would return to Dwaraka. So they'd go back and forth. In Dwaraka and Vraj. So they're always going back and forth. Because Krishna, he would not eat anything of Dwaraka, any rice or water. Not even of Mathura. As long as this Vrajaras, he didn't receive this Vrajaras, he never eat anything. Even in Mathura, every day, Nanda Baba, he would send some messenger there to find out what was happening. Because we would not remain alive even one moment without knowing about Krishna's well-being. Nanda Yashoda, all the Vrajavasis. So they cook so many nice things. And say some Dwaraka would come and take it from Braj to there. So this is Uddhav came, he saw that in Braj, they're milking cows in every house, and the curd is being made, making butter, churning butter from this yogurt. They're doing Govind Damodar Madhavedi Kirtan. So everyone had this darshan once. And what did they say? He saw that Krishna is not there. And they were all becoming afflicted by these intense pangs of separation. So there's 3 manifestations of the Dham. Prakat, and Drishyaman, or Prakashya. You see, they understood all these 3 phases of the Dham. Then they realized that Krishna is not in Dwaraka, he's here in Braj. Uddhava saw, everyone is so happy. Think, where is Krishna? He left Braj, he's here. But then he saw Prakat, Prakash. Then he saw all the Rajasis again, feeling so much separation from Krishna. So he left for Mathura and Dwaraka. So they say whenever this Janmatithi would come, everyone would be ready with different kinds of ornaments, gifts, different kinds of bhoga. Therefore, even now, in Braj, even if you go to Maharashtra and Pune, Mumbai, Gujarat, what do they do? They form a human pyramid. They form a human pyramid and then there'd be a huge pot of butter hanging overhead, 100 feet high. And they form a human pyramid, one would stand on the shoulders of another, one would stand on the shoulders of another. And they say there'd be one person who would be on top of this human pyramid and he'd break the pot of butter. And say, they say the whole, everyone from all over the world sees this grand spectacle. Even now they use a crane to put this pot of butter up. They say they all climb on each other's shoulders and they break this pot. Janmashtami is also celebrated. What is this celebrated like this in Dwarka or Mathura? And they say, Nidal Nanda, Deva Nanda, we are very poor. See, we stay in the forest, in the hut. We don't have anything to give to your son. But we'll give a small gift for him. Small gift. Small gift you give to your son. What is Nanda Baba doing? He's not just my son, he's also your son. You feed him yourself, take him on your lap. You say when he was coming there, then Krishna was there somewhere. Abhishek was going on, bathing him with flowers. Shimarshi said, come. There it's written, Jiva Goswami is written in his Madhu Mahotsav Granth. The 9 guys of Abhishek. Pushpa Abhishek, Ratna Abhishek, Mantra Abhishek, Jal Abhishek, Panchamrita Abhishek, different kinds of Abhishek, Tirtha Abhishek, Abhishek of their blessings. Abhishek of Rajas is coming from here, there, everywhere, all four directions. And what is Krishna doing? Cut hold of them, cut hold of their necks, and then he saw. See, Krishna, he stole. When he looked at Sudama, he knew that he bought chipped rice for him. Because he knew Sudama would not come empty-handed. Even though if you go to Braj in any village in the morning, if you go to any temple, they'll take at least one fistful of rice, jow, atta, anything, something. And they'll put this in front of the temple. And they'll go for darshan. They'll take chandan, they'll put it on their forehead. And then they'll take a little tulsi or something and they'll just take a little, not more than that. And we'll return home. If you don't go to these villages, then you won't understand. This is Brajriti. It's custom tradition in Braj. In Kartikurat, they wake up at 2:30 in the morning and then all the villagers, they come to this Pilipogar or Rishbanukur in Barsana. And there, they bathe, they put tilak on and they worship Damodar. This is natural. No need to even teach them. Say, Krishna, he sat on their laps. They said, oh, this is your birthday, don't be so restless. We'll put tilak on you. Then Krishna, they put there. Krishna, he took their cloth and tied it on his head. And then he sat on their laps and then they put tilak on him. Then dressed him, Krishna became very happy. Not just one Brajvasi, but all the residents of Braj, they have so much love for Krishna. This loving exchange of prema is very selfless. One has even a little tendency to serve, then to bring so much mamata for Krishna, and Krishna he accepts. And what did they say? That one is having darshan. In this mandap, there they say, oh Krishna, just now he was sitting on my lap, I put tilak on him. But now again he is on that mandap, this pavilion. The same cloth that I dressed him with, he's sitting there. How is this? So it's not that the Rishi Maharshis have dressed him separately, or Ananda and Rishabhanu dressed him separately. So you see, even though they've dressed him separately, they don't feel that others have dressed him. Bhanu, Brihad Bhanu, Chandra Bhanu, Abhinandan, Sanandan, Nandan. Even when they dress Krishna, they feel the only Krishna has only worn their dress. Although they dress him separately, still they never feel that he is wearing different dresses. We say he is also wearing the tilak that they put on his forehead. So this is the Svayam Prakasha Tadek Atma Roop of Krishna. Now this is Svayam Roop, self same form. According to the gradation of their devotion, according to their inherent bhavas, he appears accordingly in front of them. One is not many, he is one. Darshan is also not many, in many forms, he is in one form, he is seen. You see, when these eyes are in the salve of love, prem is smeared on one's eyes, then one has darshan, or this unconcealed form, Shamsundha. So unless this prem rupi anjan is not applied on the eyes, then one cannot have darshan of Bhagavan. This prem should be holy and solely for him. It should not be divided among others. And then the sagas came. And Krishna, he took all the sakas, and what did he do? He said, oh, Madhubangal said, oh, Kanaiya. Braj, everyone worships you. Why? Because you have this peacock feather on your head. You have this bamsi in your hand. You have this pitambar. You have this Vaijanti mala. You are always dressed like a prince. Therefore, they worship you. And we are all cowherd boys. We have nothing. Therefore, no one cares about us. Then Krishna said, all right, here you take all my clothes. And then, today I'll just wear some simple cloth and cover myself. And here you take all my clothes and take my peacock feather flute, Murli. So then, dressed Madhubangal very nicely, gave him his vamsi also and his peacock feather. And he said, how will you become blackish like me? So, you bring that, you see, sometimes when used for cooking, these pots, they have soot that collects underneath these pots. So bring that soot and you apply it all over your form, then you become black like me. Because if you're not like looking like me, then why will they worship you? Then Twin Madhubangal said, no, just say, because I'm dressed like you and look like you and everyone come and feed me. Then the banks of the Yamuna, he stood underneath the Kadamba tree. Then meanwhile, Kansa, he's sent Keshi there, describing Krishna's appearance to Keshi, that he has his peacock feather, playing on his flute. He's playing on his bamsi, he's standing in a threefold bending form. He's not her. He's standing in a dancing pose. So there is Sir Krishna standing underneath this kadam tree. And Kansa, neighing very loudly, like a horse, he roared. And just by, when he just lifted one of his legs, then the mere gust of wind that blew across Madhubangal's face, what happened? Because of that wind, Madhubangal was thrown into the Yamuna. Madhubangal fell inside the Yamuna then, just because this wind that was created when he lifted one of his legs, Keshi. So then Madhubangal said, I don't want any of this. Then he threw everything away. And then he went, he gave his clothes away, he gave peacock feather, murli, everything away. Then everyone was thinking, where is Madhubangal? And then when Krishna came, so then Keshi was thinking, where is this Krishna? And Krishna was thinking, Keshi, now be silent now. Why are you so restless? So I'll give you this topmost shanti. Now you have created so much nuisance. Eating this food of concern, now your mind is defeated. So now I'll correct you. So then he changed Keshi. And then he gave him a place in Braj. How? Jiva Goswami has written that he tied this rope around Keshi's nose and tied him to a kadamba tree. And if any of these small boys would want to sit on Keshi, then they tie this rope around Keshi's nose. And they say, Keshi, sometimes he'd carry all these boys all over Braj. He could even fly in the air. Now in Keshi, he would be carry all these heavy things. All the sakas would go on a joyride on him. Now he's no longer Keshi Aditya. No? He got different name. Jiva Goswami has described all his leelas in Gopal Champu. Therefore, wherever this Mahotsav takes place in Bharat, the Sadarishi, Brahmarishi, Maharishi, they all come there without any invitation. They all take part. They all do this kirtan. Nandikyanandabhayo jayakanaya lalaki. And this Brajaras, this cannot be bought by anyone with top job. By taking shelter of Braj, this rasa can be had. So then this Durvasarishi temple was built. Anyhow, they gave this temple to Maharaj. Maharaj didn't want to take, but still they gave. And Durvasarishi is Durvasarishi. No, he desired that Maharaj go preach everywhere. So Maharaj, he had to leave Raj, go everywhere. Then Maharaj, he got all the sadhus. And he had a nice assembly there. And he prayed to everyone that in this old age I'm going to Braj, so kindly all of you should protect me. Maharaj prayed to all of them. And Maharaj reached England, and in this mayor hall this meeting was placed there. And then the mayor, everyone was there, and what did Maharaj say? I have not come from this poor India. I have not come to ask anything from you. I have come from this place where all the Arya Rishis, where the property for Guru Varga is present. I have come to give this wealth and make all of you relish this wealth. And all this Braj Bhakti, this Brajaras, Prem Bhakti from there. So there was the mayor, he had his wife, he had a daughter. So in the meeting hall they were smoking. And then Maharaj came from the airport to there. He saw so many were there. We were offering Shastranga Dandu Pranam. We did Abhishek Maharaj. Offered Pushpanjali. Gurudev, he said, just see how Swami Maharaj changed all of them. Is it possible to change such people, such people of the West? How do they learn all these things? You know, if you go to South India, then you'll see how Japatak Swami has preached so much there. Any Vaishnavas are there, they respect so much. You know, I've seen. So Maharaj said, I never thought that going to the West, I'd ever think that they do kirtan, they say, they do abhishek, offer malas, and organize a big meeting in a big hall. Then Maharaj started speaking about Vraj. And the mayor, his wife, his children, they threw their cigarettes away, and they all surrendered Bhagwan's, Maharaj's lotus feet. You see, like sometimes they had everything. The next day there was a meeting, they made a huge portrait. This mayor all of Maharaj. And then they placed this huge portrait of Maharaj there. And then they became ready. Saying, oh Maharaj, give us shelter. Give us this Harinam Diksha. Then Maharaj would say, if even the fragrance of Braj, one drop, if this one drop of this fragrance is given to anyone, then his life will be successful immediately. This Kram Mukti Marga and Sadhya Mukti Marga. Ashana Gautra Guru, Itu Markum. Benim sadece tanım. Ben sadı darshan jaisi how powerful it is. Immediately one la chahiye sadh mukti no delay. Mara chuk se jaisi bhur na matar. Mara ji said. That I spoke on the specialities of Sai Maharaj. When I came to the temple, I saw his good fortune of serving him for his darshan. I started doing kirtan on this, of how he was a Brajvasi. He is one pointed follower of Braj. Now he is glorifying Krishna. You see, there is not Matradish or Tarkadish, is not glorified, but rather Vrajesh. Krishna has been glorified. And Sai Maharaj has made everyone ready to Vraj. And Guru started glorifying Sai Maharaj this way. All those left, they all become connected again. Many had left everything, so they all return. So many can return to the Krishna consciousness moment. Maharaj said, you could have never imagined how Sai Maharaj preached here. He has so many disciples, kind disciples. And they say, Prajapakti is such that everyone round ends flow. So Maharaj said, first of all, Sai Maharaj has spoken this Rupa Goswami Sabdesh Amrit. It's written a comment on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I used to see all these books that he has written. So I remember everything. Sai Maharaj started describing all these books that Sai Maharaj had written. Even his disciples were saying, we had also never heard these explanations before. Because in ISKCON, they read one shloka of the Gita or Bhagavata every day. They chant 16 rounds. So then Gurudev started so many things, explaining the purpose of Sai Maharaj. So here in Mathura, we had this Chaitanya Charitamrita in English, Bhagavatam, everything. In Hindi, we had everything there. Even now we have. So it is everything. Say Maharaj, he started glorifying Swamiji so much. Just see how Swami Maharaj was. Such a nice Brajvasi. He appeared during Nandotsav. And Nanda Maharaj is celebrating Krishna's appearance. Prabhupada appeared. So he made everyone related to Raj. Everyone was bound with this bond. So once, and 6 kilometers inside the ocean. Once the Gurudev went there, some devotees doing kirtan there, he saw so many whales. They called blue whale. So then Maharaj took many devotees and he went there. So some saying, oh, Maharaj came preaching, but here he's going to see whales. Saying, why is he going there? And some who were with Maharaj, but they had this doubt, saying, oh, why he's doing like this? So then they told me, they said that the sadhu, you see, if he looks at the fish, then the fish also become purified by the sadhu's darshan. So he also delivers them the lowest forms of life. His mercy is not just for the human beings, so all the aquatic creatures as well. So once Maharaj is going somewhere, he saw there are so many cows, and Maharaj also, he saw 600-700 cows. They all came, being attracted by this kirtan, and they're all listening. Maharaj said, just see these cows, I've never seen them before. In this forest, Said, oh Maharaj, all these cows are being looked after now, and then they'll be slaughtered. Then Maharaj said, do kirtan here for half an hour, all of you. By listening to this kirtan, life after life, delivered now from this, these bodies. They say kirtan is going on, and all the cows, they start listening. And oh, these cows, even though you see these cows are so huge, very beautiful cows, but then they slaughter them. So Maharaji said that now do kirtan. Sounds good. He was going walking in the park. There he saw there were many drunkards there. And there were many drug addicts to take injections. The same Maharaj said, chant Hari Naam, make them listen to Hari's names. No need for even Diksha, anything for them. Just do Kirtan here. And then they listen to Hari Naam, their minds will become pure. And slowly, slowly he saw all these drunkards, all these drug addicts, they all start becoming pure. All of them, they start gradually rising up. They start dancing when this kirtan was going on. They all start repeating these names. And when Maharaj came, then they will start following Maharaj and start crying so much. And then Maharaj, he said, from today, give them some Mahaprasad. But wherever there be any program, all of them would come there. And Maharaj said, first feed them. And then you can give prasad to anyone else. First feed them. And then slowly, wherever program would go on, they'd go there and they'd be infused. Consciousness. Being infused with this consciousness, they will also take part in kirtan. You see, all of them, they even came. They came to India also for Dham Darshan. And Maharaj, he said, take care of these people. Then they do some seva, they changed. Then they tell me, oh, once we were under them. You see, when we were under their rule, I just say, you see, before we were under the British rule. And the Britishers, they tortured us so much. But now you see what Maharaj has done? He's making the same people wash pots now. Now they're under our rule now. And just see, you know, see Krishna's Maya. So they said, and they say, what happened? Where Maharaj would go, they'd all follow behind. And they say, so many Christians, so many Muslims. They would do so much seva. And listen to Harikatha, Kirtan. They say, even their addiction and their to wine, alcohol, drugs, they all went away. Before they were lying naked on the streets, and now they become devotees. So they say, see, Vrajaras, the glories of Vrajaras, wherever sadhu, if his glance falls on anyone, then that person is delivered. See, in our own lifetime, that those who taunt, who criticize, what happened to them then? They were destroyed. These changed. But where would they mix with him? They say, what did you bring for me? Did you bring anything for me? Give it to me. They say, oh, I want this, I want that. Oh, I want a musket tonight. Oh, I want a camera. Give me this camera. Oh, I want a nice iPhone. Give me. That time there was a recorder. There's a dictaphone. Oh, have give me the dictaphone. I want that. Next time you bring this for me. And this, they started this business then. But did they get bhakti? That is the question. They with faith. They were delivered. They were faithful. But here they took all these things and they ran away then. They went where? To somewhere else. And they say they were destroyed. So this is causeless mercy of Guru Varga. The more one is fallen, the more mercy they get. So when Gurudev saw this fish, then said, how is he Vaishnava? They start criticizing so much. They said, oh, they went to the Sadhanland. Then Maharaj didn't say anything. Then they said, oh, what is the use of telling, speaking so uselessly, nonsensely? But still they spoke. So the sadhus, just as Krishna can make the impossible possible, impossible possible. Similarly, then I read one shloka. That Bhagavan is of two types. One is Ashraya Jati Bhagavan and Vishaya Jati Bhagavan. So once I asked Maharaj, Jiva Goswami is written that Bhagavan, he has one particular characteristic of Swarup, Swarup Lakshan. He has these six other qualities. He has his knowledge, opulence, and beauty, and strength. And he has the six qualities in full. He is Bhagavan. He is Vishaya Bhagavan. But Ashraya Bhagavan, who is he? He knows what is Vidya, Vidya, how creation takes place, how dissolution takes place. You know, living entities can be delivered, not delivered. Someone who knows this, he is qualified. He is Ashraya Jati Bhagavan. So they say the Guru Varga, they preach Bhagavan's katha. Then what does Bhagavan do? He infuses his shakti inside their hearts. So what is Kali Yuga Dharma? It's Nam Sankirtan. But without Krishna shakti, one cannot do this Nam Sankirtan. This is Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga, but unless there's Bhagavan shakti, one cannot preach this Nam Sankirtan. Making you convince others about it. Therefore, Bhagavan, he transmits his Shakti. Now we listen tomorrow. Tomorrow is Vasant Panchami. It was the king of all seasons, is Vasant. And if you don't receive this season, then this is Rituraj. If you don't receive this spring, the season of spring, then either we will, then what will happen? Then he'll become very old. He loses youth. He or she will lose their youth. He'll become very old. He or she will become very old very quickly. And either they'll be scorched by the sun, or they'll suffer from a frostbite. And this way, if they don't receive the spring season properly. So you should do Shravan Kirtan of these glories of this month, and worship this month properly. Tomorrow we will listen. So from tomorrow the season will begin. In Vrindavan, you see. Especially Vasanti Ras takes place there in Govardhan. In Vrindavan, Sarathi Ras takes place. It's autumnal Ras Lila. This Ras Lila in the spring takes place there in Govardhan. You see. Bhagavan, he became Naval Kishore. And the Gopis became Apsaras. And there is Kadamba Kandi near Puchri. There's Naval Kund of Sarukund. Rastali. And there Bhagavan, he performed his Vasanta Rastar. There is only the Nitisiddhas. Sadhan Siddha have no Adhikar there. Das war Santi Raslila. But those are taken shelter of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. The Vraja Devis. They can also gradually be admitted into this Vasanti Rasa Leela. I will listen tomorrow.